Hello, I'm Melissa Kane.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
We have some sad news from the fire lines. We've just gotten word that a firefighter died on his way to fight the car fire. CAL FIRE says the heavy equipment mechanic from the Butte unit was killed in a traffic accident on Highway 99 in Tehama County. It happened around 12:20 this morning near Los Molinos. CHP says the truck went off the road, hit a tree, and caught on fire. So far, the car fire itself has burned more than 177,000 acres and is only 48% contained.
And the biggest wildfire in state history is now larger than the city of Los Angeles. The flames from the Mendocino complex have engulfed at least 475 square miles. Some good news, though, some evacuation orders have been lifted. Thousands of Clear Lake residents can now go home, and Highway 20 in both directions has reopened. The Mendocino complex fire is made up of the river and ranch fires. CAL FIRE says they won't be fully under control until September. However, smoke that's covered the area has lowered the temperature and slowed its growth. Right now, containment is at 51%.
That's right. And Netta Iranpour is keeping an eye on the air quality being impacted by all those fires.
Yeah, it sure is. Look at the skies. Normally, it's a lot bluer out there across the Bay Area, but that's not the case today. It's definitely hazy across our skies. It just looks kind of nasty. Here's a live look from our Salesforce Tower camera. This one is the view to the west. At least the cloud coverage that we're used to, even through this hour, has burned off really quickly this morning, but it is leaving us with just this bad air quality. We're going to deal with moderate to unhealthy air quality today. The areas of orange, unhealthy for sensitive groups. So something to keep in mind today, we do have unhealthy for all groups well to the north of us, and some of that could work its way across parts of the East Bay. Look at this view, the Sutro Tower camera showing there are still clouds right over the Golden Gate Bridge, but this is very, very smoky across a lot of the North Bay. Not so good at all. Temperature-wise, 77 in Concord. We're at 78 in Livermore. It's already heating up there, and you will feel that heat today. So hot and smoky in your forecast. Upper 90s for Concord, Livermore, and Fairfield. 87 in San Rafael, 67 in San Francisco. So, yes, preseason football starts today. And the game forecast, hazy. It's going to be warm as well. 84 degrees in Santa Clara for the Niners and the Cowboys. Back to you.
All right, Netta, thank you. Right now, emotional testimony is underway as the two men being held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire face their sentencing. Family and friends of the 36 people killed are confronting the men who negotiated plea deals. Derek Almena and Max Harris pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The deal calls for Almena to serve 9 years in jail and Harris 6, but both could get out much sooner because of time served. The hearing is expected to last 2 days.
Right now, the BART Board of Directors is meeting to discuss improving safety on the transit system. They are scrambling to make riders feel safer after a string of violent attacks. They are proposing a $28 million safety plan, but some riders say they don't agree with what's in that plan.
All BART is covered by fare gates. So fix the fare gates, don't have cops doing fare inspection. You're just going to lead to a lot of hostile encounters, and it's redundant.
Well, the proposed plan consists of more fare inspections, new call boxes, and a high-tech surveillance system, although many of the community members were also concerned about BART collecting personal identifiable information by way of facial recognition technology. But BART's GM says that's not true.
The Trump administration announcing plans today to launch a new branch of the military, the U.S. Space Force. Vice President Mike Pence said the sixth branch would be launched by 2020, adding it is needed to ensure the U.S.'s dominance in space amid heightened competition and threats.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
In June, President Trump said he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of setting up the U.S. Space Command. The Pentagon just released a report to Congress detailing how the Space Force should be managed within the Department of Defense. The new service would still need congressional approval.
And did you know there is no air conditioning in UPS trucks? Well, now there's a petition going around to get those drivers some relief. A New Jersey nurse started it after her husband, a UPS driver, suffered from heat stroke in 2016. As of now, it's already been signed more than 236,000 times. But UPS says it still has no plans to put AC in its trucks. They say air conditioning would be ineffective because truck doors are opened and closed too frequently. They say they do remind their drivers to hydrate and get extra rest before extreme heat conditions.
Do you think your phone is listening in on you? Well, Apple says that's not the case. The tech giant wants users to know iPhones are not listening to or recording conversations around them. In a letter to federal lawmakers, Apple insisted that iPhones do not listen to what users are saying throughout the day. It only listens when it is triggered by the words, "Hey Siri." They also said there is a visual indicator that lets users know when Siri is listening to a request. Apple issued the statement in response to an inquiry from the Energy and Commerce Committee.
And get ready for the greatest news story I've ever read. Krispy Kreme has collaborated with Reese's for its new donut.
Wow.
It is called the Outrageous Donut. It is inspired by the famous peanut butter and chocolate brand's Outrageous Candy. The chocolate bar filled with Reese's Pieces. Now, this new pastry is available at Krispy Kreme's nationwide, but only for a limited time. Ladies, I gotta go.
It's already so sweet. I can't imagine what that's gonna taste like.
I know,
like,
but Reese's Pieces are so good. Yeah. And yeah.
You have to do Krispy Kreme for lunch and then Reese's Pieces for dessert. That's then, my kind of meal.
And then drink it with a Diet Coke. Or eat it with a Diet Coke.
And then go to the doctor.
It balances out.
And then go to the doctor.
Or your trainer, whichever.
We stream our newscast at noon every day on KPIX.com.
You were ready to end that one. She really wants to go. But we are going to be back in less than 60 minutes.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.